So when Automattic acquired CloudUp, which is a really cool file sharing and hosting service in 2013, the team was tasked with revamping the post editor and replacing the media library on WordPress.com with CloudUp. And I remember reading the TechCrunch article. This stuck in my mind. You hinted at using the technology to provide Google Docs like simultaneous real-time editing capabilities within the post editor, and neither of these initiatives have materialized, so I just want to know what happened.
This is where you're good. Jeffro. So we stopped working on that.
Did it get intense debated?
We did a lot of really awesome UI improvements to the editor and did some things we were very excited about. But because we weren't working on a tiny MCE base, just some of the basic editing stuff was really, really, really hard. So it took call it 6 months to get to the 80%, and then we spent another, year and a half on just getting to 85%. So it was definitely tougher. There was lots of rabbit holes there and lots of hidden complexity. So that team is now working on some different things within Automattic in terms of particularly around data stuff. So looking at how we re-engage people, how we keep people change the onboarding process, and how we do emails and things like that to help people become successful when they try to start a site. We did open source all the work we've done so far. It is on GitHub, and let me see the name.
Is that the form of a plugin?
It is. Hold on. I'm going to have to search for it. I forget what we called it, but because we think it's actually really valuable from an educational point of view. It's a way that we architected the JavaScript there. We learned a ton, and we think it's actually a good model for lots of JavaScript projects going forward.
And as most of us know, at least I know, the future of the web definitely is heavily, at least in the near future, is heavily JavaScript, going to be JavaScript-based. So there's that. But CloudUp, man, it's just a really cool service.
If you're listening to this now and you're a developer, you should be learning JavaScript as fast as possible.
And there's all sorts of trends and statistics and reports out there that back that up.
So the editor is called ZEditor. So you can go to github.com/automatic/ZEditor and see some really interesting and cool code.
And C as in CloudUp or Z as in Zenith?
Z as in Zenith.
Oh, okay. ZEditor.